I'm here with Rob Rhodes of Iatric Systems, so welcome.
Well, as far as patient privacy goes and the importance of patient privacy and healthcare, you know, I think the most obvious piece of it is that it's a requirement under HIPAA, not only for covered entities, but for business associates and subcontractors now as well, with Omnibus requiring them to comply with HIPAA just like covered entities do. That and the fact that OCR has indicated that there's going to be a lot more enforcement than there has been in the past, I think has really raised the stakes for healthcare organizations and vendors in that space. That in and of itself is important, but in my opinion, it's not the most important aspect of it. I think the biggest and most important aspect of it is the fact that patients demand it these days. And we see lots of breaches across lots of industries. And when organizations don't do what they need to do to protect a patient's privacy, it really boils down to a situation where they lose trust in their healthcare providers, which unfortunately leads to a whole slew of other things. Paris Interactive did a study last year where in the study of U.S. adults, they asked the question, you know, how likely would you be to leave a company that you do business with if they violated your privacy? And in that study, it was two-thirds said they would go find somebody else to work with. Healthcare specifically, when talking about hospitals, it was more than a third indicated the same thing. So, you know, you start to ask yourself the question that could I afford to lose two-thirds of my customers, my patients? And clearly for most healthcare organizations, the answer is no. I mean, that would be devastating for most organizations who are already struggling to have a bottom line. It would essentially wipe that out. The other thing that comes along with that is ultimately a quality issue. If patients lose trust, they're going to be less likely to tell their caregivers information that they may need to help properly treat them. And when that happens, with incomplete information, you don't have the opportunity to consider things that you might have otherwise considered as a caregiver, which, like I said, can lead to quality issues, which, again, in the era we're in, where we're being reimbursed more and more often for quality, you know, you're going to run into situations where your margins go down. Patient satisfaction is another huge component of that. And when you're talking about HCAHPS scores, you know, what gets posted on healthcare, compare.gov, we're going to see a lot of patients that might have come to your organization that are out there looking and saying, no, never mind. From the patient satisfaction perspective, again, that's a component of reimbursement under value-based purchasing that, again, ultimately leads to lower and lower reimbursement if you violate patient privacy. So the stakes are really high, like I said, not only from a regulatory perspective, but also from a care perspective for our patients.
And then how does Iatric Solutions help with that?
Iatric, we have a number of patient privacy solutions. The flagship product we have in that space is called Security Audit Manager, which aggregates access logs from any system that contains PHI and produces an audit trail. We'll consume those logs. We then normalize the data in that database and match up the data points across the different sources we gather. So a user in one system is matched up to users in another system. So as auditors look at that and we run algorithms to identify potential privacy violations, we can search across all of that data and present to an auditor, here are the types of violations that could potentially be going on in your organization. Security Audit Manager also is an end-to-end solution for that workflow. So not only aggregating the logs and parsing those logs through our algorithms, but also being able to document and create incident tracking on potential violations, doing breach risk assessments, and then ultimately documenting sanctions and providing executive reporting for auditors to be able to communicate to their board compliance committees how effectively they are at protecting protecting patient privacy in their organization. The other product that that we're talking about here at Ahima is a product called Privacy Risk Manager, which is a tool we'll be releasing to help organizations manage the workflow of working with business associates and third parties in relationships where protected health information is exchanged. So it allows organizations to not only track the BAA process and the documentation and contracts that go along with that, but also being able to understand the amount of PHI that's being exchanged, what type of PHI, is that third party or business associate compliant with HIPAA from a policy and procedure standpoint, what other security controls might be in place, how is the data being exchanged. So it gives healthcare organizations or, again, third parties or anybody involved in a business associate relationship the ability to track and manage the relationship and risk of those relationships and in the exchange of PHI.
And that makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like you offer a lot of insight to different organizations just on what they're doing well, where they need to improve, and essentially their risk.
Yeah, we do. We work with a lot of healthcare organizations. We do a lot of education, whether it be web-based or speaking engagements that we may do. We really do try to communicate to healthcare organizations, you know, where the risk is and some strategies for protecting patient information across their enterprise.
Well, Rob, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us. This has been another Ahima Minute.